farmland, and like right here are the guidelines.
Okay. If I can have everyone's attention, this is mock council group number 3. We will do the same as we've done with the previous 2 councils. We will have everyone introduce themselves by name, their school, and what part they're playing.
Hannah Venables from Sussex Tech, and I am...
County attorney.
County attorney.
Okay.
I'm Rebecca Noonan. I'm from Delmar High School, and I'm from Sun District.
Number 5, District 5.
District 5, then.
Okay.
I'm Nathaniel Renegar. I'm from Delmar High School, District 2.
Correct.
I'm Samantha Cotton from Seaford, and I am the president from District 1.
Okay.
My name is Ben Conrad. I'm from Cape, and I am representing District 4.
My name is Brittany Ritter from Sussex Tech, and I'm representing District 3.
Haley Knowles from Sussex Tech as finance director.
My name is Tiana Handy from Laurel High School, and I am...
You're the clerk of the council.
I'm the clerk of the council.
Okay.
Gentlemen, ladies up there.
Mics.
When you're talking, talk into the mics. If I stand here, I can hear you. If I'm sitting in the back, I cannot.
Yeah, you can pull the mics a little bit closer to you if you would speak directly into those. That way, everyone here in the chambers can hear you as well as those who are listening on the internet. All right, we are now going to have Ms. Janelle Cornwell from our Planning and Zoning office. She's our Planning and Zoning Manager. She is going to give you a presentation on a zoning application. We're going to do this a little differently than we've done some of the other topics. We're going to allow for maybe 2 or 3 people to come from the audience to play the part of the public. So if they have any questions, we can play sort of a public hearing kind of scenario here. So while council may have questions, you as Madam President, you may want to invite someone from the audience to come up if they have a question. Okay? All right.
Good morning. Today we're going to be discussing the application for the change of zone set in 1950 for the Georgeboro Shopping Center. The property is located on DuPont Highway, located between Georgetown and Millsboro. It is located on both the east and the west side of DuPont Highway. It's approximately 85 acres. The property is currently zoned AR1, which is our agricultural residential district, and they're looking to rezone it to our CR1, our commercial residential district. Currently, the property is farmland. The applicant is proposing a 625,000 square foot shopping center on both sides of the property. And the property has a land use designation of the environmentally sensitive developing area. In that land use classification, for all change of zones, all zoning classifications have to comply with the underlying land use. And in the environmentally sensitive developing area, it does allow for the consideration of the CR1 zoning district as long as the property has frontage on a major arterial and has access to water and sewer. So here we have a tax map showing the parcel. It's in the blue. We're also showing in the green that is the wetlands that are in the county, and in the blue that is our groundwater recharge areas. The county has protection areas for groundwater recharge that limit the amount of development and more or less impervious surface, so amount of parking lot you can put or amount of building that you can have. More or less, you have to have so much green space on the property. Now, there is no groundwater recharge on this property itself, though there are areas within the area. And the staff also notes that there are wetlands on the property, surrounding the property. The next is the aerial photograph showing that the surrounding uses. You can clearly see there's a lot of agricultural around the property. There are also residential that are over here. So here we have some residential uses. Here we've got a borrow pit. Here we've got a racetrack. And then you get farther north, you have other uses. Erase all of that so you have an idea. And then the next map, the final map that you should have that was submitted in your packet, is a map of the zoning districts. It is our zoning map, and as you can see, it's primarily white. The white is the AR1 zoning district, so the site is pretty much surrounded by AR1, though again, we do note that there is some commercial, and this is that down here. But that is the C1, that is a now closed commercial district, so nobody can actually rezone to that. So if they want to rezone, they'd have to ask for the CR1. So staff did send this out for comments. So we received comments from DENREC. They noted that it is a habitat for the endangered striped muskrat and the speckled salamander. There's also there are no known underground storage tanks or above ground storage tanks in the area. There are wetlands, and the state recommends that there's a 100-foot buffer around the wetlands. However, Sussex County has no wetlands buffer for non-tidal wetlands. DLDOT did provide comments and stated that there are no proposed entrance improvements to the intersection of Betts Road, which is right here, and that the developer would have to perform a TIS to determine what improvements may be needed depending on the commercial use. They would also have to pay for their fair share in development. The county engineering department, based on the size of the property and the zoning of the property, you get EDUs, which is an equivalent dwelling unit, to calculate sewer capacity, that as proposed, it exceeds this maximum number of sewer capacity as the AR1 zoning district. That would change based on the change of zone, and that the developer would have to pay for any upgrades to any treatment plants. The Department of Agriculture stated that there are several parcels of land in the area that are in agricultural preservation, and the loss of additional farmland is of concern. And both in the State Economic Development Department, the DEDO, has stated that, and the applicant has also stated that there will be 2,000 new full-time and part-time jobs created that will pay a minimum of $15 an hour. So they are suggesting that the council recommend approval because that would help the economy. Staff also received a number of public comments, but we'll wait to hear from the testimony from the public. Staff notes that included in your packet was that that this is a change of zone application. You're looking specifically at land use, surrounding zonings, and surrounding uses. While the applicant has said they want to build a 625,000 square foot shopping center on both sides of the road, the use can be any type of use that was submitted in in your packet. There was a complete list of all the different types of uses that are permitted within the CR1 zoning district. So it could be a used car lot. It could be used as business offices. It could be used as medical offices. There are many other uses, not just the shopping center, that it could be. So it's depending on weighing the appropriateness of 85 acres of commercial in that area. So I will ask any questions if anybody has any.
As the president, may I ask questions?
Yes, you may.
What is the residential income?
The residential income, that we'd have to actually ask for data from, but typically it's the residents in the area, it's medium income to higher income for the residents surrounding the area. And there's some low income in as well. So there are all types of residential income and housing in the area.
I have a question. What is TIS?
TIS is a traffic impact study. So based on the number of trips, which are your ADT, your average daily trips, based on different uses, you're going to have different number of trips into the development. So if you have a fast food restaurant, you're going to have more trips than you are, say, if you have a lawyer's office, because more people are going to go to the fast food restaurant, especially around lunchtime, than they are going to the lawyer's office, who might only see the employees come and go with a couple of clients during the day. So a TIS is done once you hit a certain number of trips that triggers a requirement for a study to be done to see if there are needs for a traffic signal or right or turn lanes, or maybe they need to build an overpass. So those are things that will be done once you do a traffic impact study.
Another question that I have is, what statistics can back the success of the shopping center?
That would have been a question for the developer. The developer claimed that they did a retail analysis, and that based on the location and the growth that is occurring in both the towns of Georgetown and Millsboro and the summer traffic, that there is a need for retail in that area, and that this location provides their best location to provide that retail.
Now, would this income from the retail make up for what would be lost in the amount that would be almost cover the wetlands that were lost?
Well, they can't lose the wetlands. You cannot disturb the wetlands.
Or damaged by human impact on these wetlands, because there is no ability for that non-tidal wetland border.
Correct. They would have to go through a stormwater process. So if you build a house, you've got water that runs off. So they'd have to look at that. That is a question that can be taken into consideration, is the environmental concerns about whether or not there should be more weight towards the protecting the environment than that. And there are also potential ways, if this is approved, the site development plan will have to go through a review process, and that could be noted that that was a concern. But you cannot condition a change of zone. So if you wanted to say requires a setback from the wetlands, you cannot do that. But if that is a concern, that could be a reason to vote for or against the application.
I have a question. What is the problem with us not having a wetlands buffer?
I think the concern is that you could build right up to the wetlands, so there's a concern about water quality, and then the protection of potential species and plants and animals that could potentially live in the wetlands.
You stated that loss of farmland is a concern. How much profit or portions of farmland would be lost?
Well, in this instance, it would be a loss of 85 acres. I know there were some public that testified that they were concerned that if they lost that acreage, then, you know, maybe they would have to then sell their farm, and then they would lose the ability to, you know, have their farm. But then again, if they end up stop farming, they're going to make a profit on the sale of that land. But in this case, it would be a loss of 85 acres of farmland.
Thank you.
You stated that 2,000 jobs would be created, is that correct?
Correct, full-time and part-time jobs.
Okay, so are these mostly low-level jobs, or are they all types?
They would be all types, and the applicant has stated that the minimum starting salary would be $15 per hour.
Okay.
You mentioned that there would be there were endangered animals such as the muskrat and the salamander. Would there be an endangered animal relocation?
No, there's no endangered animal relocation. The requirement would probably be that they would have to look and do some added protection to make sure that those animals are not significantly impacted. And that would be the State Department of Natural Resources DENRIC requirement.
Because again, as Ms. Cornwell noted, there is not the opportunity to put conditions on the change of zone. So there's nothing you could do at this level to mandate that they do something for the habitat or the wildlife. So if that's a concern, then again, as she noted, that would be a reason for you to not vote for approving the application. All right, in the interest of time, if there are no other questions, Madam President, it might be appropriate if there are any couple of questions from the audience to play the part of the public, if you want to bring them up now to have questions asked, we can do that, and then we'll move on to a vote.
Does the audience have any questions?
Is there anyone who wants to play the part of public? Okay, come on down. You can speak for or against the application. And raise any questions you might have.
I just have a question.
And just state your name and school again.
Curtis Weber, Seaford Senior High School. Location-wise, based, how far away is it from all the other, like, big area shopping centers? Would it be?
This would be about a mile and a half from the shopping areas within Georgetown, and several miles from the shopping areas in Millsboro.
I would just say, like, that's probably not the greatest idea, because then it'd be like all kind of.
Well, there is no commercial retail currently in this location. As you can see by the aerial, you've got a borrow pit, you've got residential, you've got farmland, you've got some racetrack, and you've got additional houses. So there is no current. There might be some small retail stores. I believe there is an industrial site to the south. but there's no large retail in this immediate area.
Okay, so if a resident wanted to go like get some stuff, how far would the travel be?
They would currently travel about a mile and a half into Georgetown or a couple miles into Millsboro, or if they wanted to go all the way out to the outlets, that's about a half hour, 40 minutes drive, depending on the season.
Okay, just wondering. We could, so
speak up.
Okay, so what? So I say for or against here?
Just tell the council how you want them to vote.
Okay, I would like you guys to vote that it should be built on one condition, that certain stores can only come in. Because, like, if you have, like, one, like, Under Armour store here and then have another one, like, a mile away, kind of pointless. Because there's two in, like, a mile I understand McDonald's because that's fast food, but, like, that's for Under Armour equipment, and some people can't afford that. I mean, yeah.
And I think that's maybe the store would determine whether or not there's a viability of that store. Come on up.
An important point, again, to be made. He as a member of the public, wants to remind you to vote for it on the condition that such and such be done. But you don't have that choice here, as Ms. Cornwell has noted. You have to weigh your decision based on the application and what's permitted in the zoning category, and that's it. And the underlying land use. You can't dictate terms.
Okay, one more. Yeah. State your name.
Michael Schrock, Cape and Logan High School. I think as it's set up, I would vote against building it. But I have a question before I continue. The drainage, was there any talk of how that would have been done? Because I heard you say a runoff, but what about sewage, like the gutters and things like that going underground?
Okay. Stormwater management is reviewed and approved by the Sussex Conservation District. They have the managing authority to deal with all kind of drainage and stormwater. So any kind of runoff from rain that goes through the parking lot has to go through a review process from them. You see a lot in the subdivisions, there's big ponds in your developments, or there's kind of swales along the roads. Those are designed to deal with stormwater management. So if this change of zone is approved, the application would have to go through a site plan process, which includes approval by that department, the Sussex Conservation District, that they are in compliance with the stormwater regulations for the state.
I think in this case, I would still vote against building it, because if we really do care for the wetlands and keeping them around, building them, you're bringing the construction vehicles, you're encouraging more cars that have toxic fumes coming out of them to be closer to the wetlands, and it's going to damage them. And even with runoff going into a drainage pond, or if it's just draining off the parking lot, I mean, who knows what people do in parking lot? They like to throw their cigarette buds out. If there's like an auto shop, some people like to change their coolant right then and there. You don't know what's on a parking lot, so you don't know what you're putting into the wetlands. So for pollution reasons, I would say vote against building it.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, I'm going to appreciate it, but we're going to cap it there with public commentary. So you've got one for it and one against it. Makes your decision all that much harder. Quick questions from the council, and then we're going to go ahead with a vote.
Approximately how many people do you think it would attract for it to be worth it?
The developer indicated that it would attract about 5,000 to 6,000 people, especially on a busy summer weekend, that there would be that many people coming to the site to visit, to shop.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from council?
You also said that this area has high, middle, and low income all around it, so that would attract more shoppers, I guess, if there was a wide variety of stores there to supply to everybody.
That's quite possible.
Okay.
And just with prior knowledge of how Sussex County is, and agricultural being one of the main sources of economic well-being that we have, would this shopping center or anything that would be put there mitigate the losses that we get from this agricultural like value that we have?
That's a very good question. That's something you need to consider as part of your decision, because they're not going to replace the farmland somewhere else. We're just going to lose the farmland, and it's going to become, if you vote for the application, it would become retail. But they would not have to go save a farmland somewhere else.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, in the interest of time, because we have three more topics we need to get to on today's agenda, and I want to get everyone a chance to be up here at council, unless there's any other pressing question, Madam President, you would now entertain a motion to either approve or deny the application as it's been presented, and taking into consideration the comments you've heard from the public, as well as any questions, concerns that you may have raised yourselves, and based on the commentary from Ms. Cornwell. So, are there any other questions, or are you ready to take a vote? Okay. So, Madam President?
I would like to set a motion to vote no against the shopping center.
All right. So, there's a motion. We'll just play out procedurally. There's a motion to deny application. And is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay. So, you have a motion and a second to deny, and now you would call for the vote. So if you're voting yes, you're voting to deny the application. So yes is a rejection, a no would be to try to stop it. So go ahead.
Yes.
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 No.
Yes.
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 And Madam President?
That'd be... Oh. Yes.
Okay, so you're voting 7-1 to deny the application.
Yes.
And you can bang the gavel. Okay, motion rejected. All right, Janelle, if there's anything you want to add to that?
Staff would like to note it that we had a very similar application. It was much larger, that the Planning Commission had actually recommended in favor of by a 3-2 vote. And on Tuesday, as Mr. Lawson stated, there was a filled room and the council voted 4-1 to deny a similar application. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you all, and we'll step up.